Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibrations stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl Sapphire, and I have a very, very special guest tonight. I'm so excited. I don't even know how to address you. Like, what is the first name basis that people, you know, usually?
I'm Elena. They call me by my name.
Elena.
I'm Elena.
That's it.
It is. We're all energy. We're all connected.
So. Okay.
You either recognize my energy or you don't. You'll get to know me real quick.
And I'm feeling the energy already. We had a little pre-conversation before the show, and Elena, I'm kind of scared. I'm already like excited scared though, because you are my first medium I've had on Earplay.
Okay.
And I've always wanted to be read, but I feel nowadays everybody claims to be a medium, a psychic, a healer. So can you give me just a breakdown of difference?
God bless all of them for wanting to be. And the only reason I'm saying this is because the way society is now, there's a need for people like us. So we're actually real healers and light workers, which is what we're called. They're actually starting to crawl out of the woodwork because more people are accepting us and they're coming to us for healing and emotional therapy and like I'm an energy healer. So yes, I do work on people physically with energy as well as emotional, because there is a need for us. The churches and the ministers and everybody else are actually recognizing us and accepting us more. It's not like we have to be in the closet anymore. The Pope made me legal. It was awesome.
Hey, that made one of you.
Yep.
I mean,
what people don't realize is every single last human being, because we're all energy, remember, we're all the same thing. So if you're on the live right now, if you're listening to this podcast, you just being in the room with me, if we're together, it means, guess what? We've all traveled in the same soul family. So welcome home. You're part of my family. And we've traveled before. So we all have the ability, but humans only use 10% of their brain.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to remember, it's number one, being fearless, not being afraid, so that you're open enough up, knowing that things on the other side are not scary. They can't hurt you unless you give them that power. Knowing that there's something more than here. It's not just like we're alive and then underneath the dirt and don't come back. You know, we are energy. We all travel through time. We've been here a couple of lifetimes. So it's just how evolved each one of us are and how open. So I actually help open people up. So you know what? There are people who feel. There are people who are sensitive. There are people that get the flashes of light and the hair goes up on the back of their heads. Doesn't mean they can do what I do. It means they can try. And then hopefully they will be able to evolve and get better at it.
I already have chills about it because of the fact I always have told myself I feel like I have lived a second, maybe even third life. I'll have like these flashes of deja vu as if I've like been there or I've done this. And it's not even a memory of my own.
You want to know how many?
Yes.
Hold on. I got to take my headphones off.
Oh my God.
So keep talking. Prepare them okay. For this.
So Elena has just taken off her headphones. She has what kind of necklace is that?
Well, this is actually a rose quartz necklace because I play with crystals.
Okay,
crystals are my friends.
And it's beautiful. I do, I'm very much attracted to rose, so that's great.
I make crystals. I make jewelry.
Oh my gosh.
So rose quartz is actually a crystal that it's the universal love. It brings that warm kind of love, the hug, you know, that most of us need. So a lot of people working with it is a healing stone. It opens up your heart chakra, where if you want to improve your sex life, go get a carnelian. That's your passion stone. Garnet is your passion stone, your fire stone. So this is more like that calming, motherly kind of healing love, which everybody needs a little bit more of. But there's something called pendulum magic, and I'm going to show you how to do this. So anybody can do this. It's working with your own spirit, because we all have spirits that work with us, okay? So people used to take rings and put them on strings and put them under girls' bellies to turn around and see if they're having a boy or a girl kind of thing.
What?
Now she's gonna look. So I'm not gonna move my finger. I'm just gonna put it up. See what I'm doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm working with my spirit to ask a question. Now I'm gonna say you've been here 6 lifetimes. So right now I'm gonna say this is your 6th time around the sun.
My eyes just lit up like a Christmas tree.
Okay.
Okay.
I've been here since the beginning, so you know, I say, which means you're still evolving, which makes sense with what we were discussing. You feel like you've been there, you're not there, you're a little bit afraid of it yet, so you haven't quite woken up to that higher spiritual self, so you need to evolve. So I help people like you. All right, so now watch, and I'm not moving. Show me what you do when you say yes.
It's moving forward.
Stop. Show me what you do when you say no.
It's moving to the side.
Stop. Show me what you do when you're thinking.
Circular.
Stop. Now, because I'm a Fruit Loop like this and because it's all about love and I just love it, show me what you do to say I love you. It goes on an angle. It makes me so happy.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay.
But when you work with pendulums, so I actually have crystals that are in the shape of pendulums, but you can put a ring, you can use a necklace, as long as it has something down that's going to be a balancer, okay? If you already know the answer and you ask your spirit the question, they're going to mess with you because there's certain things you have to come to know. But if you really honestly are struggling with an answer to a question or a path, you can ask your spirit, and if you can't hear, like I can hear ghosts, I hear them, I see them, I smell them, it's brilliant. Then they have this as their way of communicating with you. Okay, so then if you have it, it's usually a yes or a no question.
Okay.
Or a number.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, so, and everybody saw I didn't move my fingers, so I wasn't doing this nonsense, just so y'all know.
And I'm seeing her right by beside me. We're in the
my
same
hand
room.
Still.
Her hand stayed still. I was looking at the pendulum. Her arms weren't moving at any angle or anything. And y'all know I wouldn't bullshit you on this.
It's all about truth, baby. It's all about truth. Just because I got to go do this in public and I don't want to be drawn and quartered. But now listen, so I called 6 lifetimes for her. I don't know anything about Sapphire. It's the first time I ever met you is today.
And I didn't tell her, guys, about really anything, honestly.
All right, so how many lifetimes has Sapphire been here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That shit just stopped on its own.
So that's Abel. So you've been here around 6. You've been here 6 lifetimes, baby.
Okay. All right.
Just
okay.
So you know.
Now, before the show, the only thing that, you know, I openly told Elena was that when it comes to mediums and when it comes to psychics, I've been quote unquote read. I've had people stop me and say, your aura, you're this. And I've had like the Turkish tea fortune. Mm-hmm. Like I went to or
the
Turkish coffees.
Yeah, the tea leaves.
And okay. I've had my fortune read. There was some truth to it as I looked back. Mm-hmm. At the time, I thought I was like, oh, this is just crazy. I'm doing it for the ex I was with at the time because she was Turkish. Mm-hmm. But you called me out, and I like that because I gravitate towards people who call me out. And you flat out told me I'm full of shit.
Well, yeah, she was.
but the only
in a lovingly way.
In a lovingly way, she was like, "You're full of shit because you said I'm fearing something, but I'm coming off as being fearless."
There's a difference when people, and it's a huge defense mechanism. Okay, especially humans, especially women. I can stand on my own 2 feet. I'm strong. I'm fearless. I can take on anything. I'm going to go out. Like, we're superheroes, and that's no joke. We are. We are powerful. We are brilliant. We are beautiful, and we can do those things. But any human being, you can be fearless in your physical life, but in your emotional life, it's covering up what you're most afraid of. So you don't face those things on the inner part of you that truly make you strong. So yes, you are fearless out here and everybody sees it, but when it comes to the things that you really need to deal with, you're chicken shit.
Yeah.
So that's
absolutely. I'll give you a little breakdown right now. So I found out that you are monogamous. I am poly.
Okay.
And I am caught in quite a pickle right now. Mm-hmm. I'm dealing with 7 people.
Okay.
My two, I know probably one of them is watching, so I know that 2 of my primary partners, mm-hmm. In society, I guess you would call one my boyfriend, the other one you would call my girlfriend. I just call them my partners because I don't like to tear off in the love triangle. I feel like people in polyamory, they get that twisted. It's not like I don't love both of them equally. Just like I don't love the other 4 that I'm associated with either. Mm-hmm. I love everybody as equally. And right now I am tapped out of love. I have love for them, love for my family, everything else, I'm done.
Okay.
I cannot bring anybody else in. Mm-hmm. My love is overflowed. Okay. But there's been some rockiness in our relationship, in some uncharted waters where I'm like, yeah, I'm in denial of myself right now. I'm in denial.
I'm like getting that look. Like, am I really gonna call her out on this? Okay, first of all, I'm gonna help everybody out with the whole poly thing and this and that and the boy and the girl thing, even the race thing and everything. That I see energy. So you fall in love with the energy of a person, and you have to understand. Guess what? We all have that masculine and feminine energy in us. Okay, certain lifetimes you could have been a guy. Another lifetime you could have been a dog. Whatever. But you're attracted to the energy. So that is really what resonates more with you, is somebody's energy and mm-hmm. how they touch your spirit, mm-hmm. which is an amazing thing, because most people can't even connect on that level. But the problem is you are not being fulfilled spiritually in the way that you need to be, because really you're an extremely passionate person. And understand, sex is sex. You can go, and I'm going to be outright, because I know there's guys on this too, and women can understand it, because you know what? Women, you need to grab a set of balls.
Yes!
If you want something, ask for it. Like, I have, and it's going off topic, but this is very important, because then it's going to get to this. When I have turned around and been with people, and I give everybody the opportunity, if I'm attracted to you, I'm attracted to something. And usually you have to teach me something, but I am a very sexual, sensual creature by nature. And I believe in making love, but it gets to the point where I'm so primal. It's a primal feeling when you truly connect with somebody. So I've had people come in, I'd be like, listen, you know, in the beginning, I'll jump on top of you. I'll be aggressive.
Yeah.
But if, damn, every time I have to be the one to make the first move, I'm going to be pissed off. So I'm going to go to bed mad, because I'm not getting the sex that I want, and I don't get to play with you. Because you don't have the balls enough, because your mama said you're supposed to ask the woman.
Okay.
Now, come on. So I say, I want you to be a Viking, which means walk in the house, throw me against the wall, and rip my damn shirt off.
And see, I like that shit. I have that shit.
Tell them what you want. Most yeah. women, you guys don't tell them what you want. You don't tell them if they're kissing you right. You don't tell them if you're touching them right. So guess what? Open up your mouth and tell them. It's going to make things very different for you. Sex comes on an energetic level. But the problem is so sex is sex. They are not touching you spiritually, and you're actually a very spiritual person. And right now, and you're at kind of at that crossroads where you're really looking to wake up, and you feel it bubbling.
Mm-hmm.
So although you get a little bit from everybody, guys, if you're on here, you ain't fulfilling her the way you need to be. You need to start. And it's not calling you out. It's saying do better. It's saying you open up and allow yourself to feel those feelings, because it's just fear. So if you get over your fear, you're going to be fine. So really, you're at the point where you're tapped out. It's because really not quite anybody is doing it for you.
Oh, shit.
So sorry, guys. I don't mean to start nothing. And I'm not from California, so you can't find me. I'm going home soon.
Ah!
So none of your peoples can come after me.
No, no. She Italian, y'all.
I got a little... I'm a trainer, too, so I box and I do MMA.
Oh, yeah.
So I can defend myself, just so y'all know.
I'm going to be happy walking to my car tonight. Thank you. I'm happy for that.
I'll be helping you out.
But, oh, my God. Okay, so that puts me... I'm a little scared, a little nervous, because, again...
Does that resonate with you? Does that, when I said those words, does that understand?
There are some things that you said that I definitely understand, and... As I always tell people on my podcast, I do, you know, frequent check-ins with my lovers. Because, again, it's not easy. I mean, it's not easy being with one person. So can you imagine, you know, being in love with, like, 3, 4, you know, 6 individuals all at once? And you got to deal with date calendars. You got to deal with the fact that one of them is married, or 2 of them are married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I have to work around that. And then... The fact that my primary, the man that I love to death, he also is involved with other, you know, women. So it's kind of like, I always say that I'm not a jealous person, but though a lot of my friends lately are all calling me out on my shit, and they're like, no, Saf, you are full of shit. You are jealous. You are a jealous person. But I feel personally that I'm never...
Yeah, but
I feel like I don't resonate or give off jealous vibes.
You're not necessarily jealous, but they're not. We all have our part in our job to do. And being in any type of relationship, we all have to do the work and we have to feel each other's energy and vibe together. If you're not vibing, the problem is it's not that you're jealous. It's you're going to go spend time with somebody else, but you didn't fulfill me. You didn't give me what I needed. If you could just find a way to give me what I need, you're good with them going off doing their thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Except for one. There is one. I'll say it's kind of a threat right now. Mm-hmm. My body is like, when it comes to feelings, I try to like suppress those feelings and try to keep myself distracted. But when it gets brought up, I get really emotional. I get angry. I get turned on at the same time. But it's like I'm Jekyll and Hyde with this. Mm-hmm. Because it's not so much towards her. It's not so much towards him. It's kind of just the whole...
The chemistry is off right now.
Yes. Yes. And my thing is, I just recently moved back here in the area. So after not being with, you know, my lovers on a consistent basis, and now that I've moved back, it's like almost every week or weekend I've seen them. So there are some, you know, feelings that I've kind of like suppressed while I was away from them that now all at once it's like a bomb and I don't know what to do with it, to be honest.
You have to figure out a way to let the bomb go off. And then you have to be honest and say, this is what I'm going through. So guess what? If you care enough about me, you all are going to be there when the bomb goes off. Mm-hmm. And you're going to deal with the fallout. Because truthfully, if anybody deserves to be in your presence, regardless of what you're going through or what you're feeling, they have to be willing to be there for the bomb to go off and be there for the fallout with you. Because if they're not willing to be there for the fallout, they're not worth your time.
Mm.
And that's the straight truth. You know, because I'm crazy. I warn people ahead of time. Let me tell you something. I warn people. I'm like, you know what? I may go through things sometimes where I come home and I just, because I deal with people's energy all day long, or I'm seeing dead people, or I'm pulling stuff off people, or getting ghosts out of a house. I mean, it's craziness. And I'm like, you know what? For things that I've gone through or things that happen, I am going to apologize ahead of time. I will apologize for my behavior ahead of time. But if somebody loves me, they're going to embrace my crazy and understand that I am a passionate person. I am a spiritual person. I feel. Just like the thing is you're just waking up. So you have all this stuff going up, but spiritually, your spirit's trying to bust out. So you're somebody that's been trying to... What happens with the pressure cooker?
And I mean, I don't cook, but I know what happens.
Blocking it, blocking it, and then just boom, it explodes. The whistle goes off on a teapot.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't learn to let the steam leak out a little bit, you're going to come to the point where you're going to explode.
Oh.
And that's okay.
Okay.
Because anybody who's there at the end of it, the receiving end, that let all the fallout happen, see, if I'm smart. I see somebody, so I stand back. I'm like, okay, I'm going to see that go up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to deal with it. And then when everybody scatters and runs, because y'all stupid if you run, I'm gonna get the benefit of what's left over. Because what came out, that's the phoenix.
Yeah, so that is true.
You're at the phoenix burn, crash and burn, explode, bigger, brighter version of yourself, which is amazing on every level. So you got to just let it happen.
All right. I'll have to like check in with you and let you know because...
But let them know. I mean, you know, you say, this is what I'm feeling. I'm being honest and I don't understand it and I can't control it. But you know what? Shit happens.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going through as a human being, but you'd be willing to be there for them.
All the time. And that's where I feel like in life, though, in general, I tend to put, and you can call me out. You can say like, no, I'm not getting that from you. But I usually do tend to, in my experiences, I don't put myself first before others.
No, you're a marshmallow, but you're a brat.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes, I am a brat. I'll
admit
to that.
You give, you give, you give. But yeah. You're the brat. I'm not even going to say the princess. Like, okay, I did all this, but now you got to give me this what I want. You know, if I did this, I did all this for you, but this is what I want. So mm-hmm. You have to give it to me. And if you don't get it, then you stomp your foot. Then you throw up your fit.
Mm-hmm.
And you throw your fits and you walk away. And then you come back and you're like, I'm sorry. I mean, that's your nature. That's just... And there's nothing, I mean, people know where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that because you give everything and then, of course, you want it. And most people aren't capable of giving so freely.
And I do get angry at that because I feel, I don't know. It's just like with everything, dating, I've always been scared. Now that I've gotten older, I'm like, okay, I can't open myself. So that part, I'm like, slowly, there are things. Now, I mean, we've all made mistakes, but I kind of masked it with my sexual excursions. Like, I'm not afraid to say I'm a big fat freak. Everybody who's listened to this podcast, they know, like, especially if you stayed in the beginning, I mean, it was serial fucking all around. Because I didn't, for me, it was just like, this is an activity. I'm not trying to marry you. I'm not even trying to be your girlfriend. I don't want you as a boyfriend. You know, this is kind of like a sport for me. Mm-hmm. Now, as I've gotten older, I'm like, I do want to vibe with people. I want to have like a decent conversation, and I want to be able to vibe with people and not feel like we have to be joined at the hip every hour, every day. Like, I don't like to be that type of couple with anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I love PDA when I want that PDA. I like being with a person and smothering them when I can, but I don't feel like I need to force that mm-hmm. all the time. And I feel like a lot of people do try to force that on me. Like, for instance, my family, it's no secret. I'm the one who's 30, no kids, not married, while other people are getting married, having babies, mm-hmm. doing everything by the book, if you want to say. Mm-hmm. And me, I'm free as they want to be. I work in an industry where people don't kind of respect it. Mm-hmm. You know, they say, oh, well, this is just a hobby. Well, it's not.
Not for you.
No, it's not. And it pisses me off. Mm-hmm. It pisses me off sometimes when I always feel like I have to explain myself. And I always have to show and give examples to people like, look, I'm fine. I don't need your society standards. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I hate that.
And the thing is, you have to realize you do not have to explain yourself. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to explain yourself to another human being. If you're upfront, like with me, I am who I am. You're either going to like me, you're going to hate me, you're going to believe in what I do, and you don't. And if you don't, I could give a flying rat's ass what you think of me. I'm good with me. I'm good by myself. I don't need y'all. But the whole point is, you will respect me.
Mm-hmm.
You will. I respect your opinion and how you are. You will respect me because I deserve that. You know, you need to demand the respect, you know, on that level, because you're giving the respect, but you don't have to explain yourself to anybody. About the only person you would have to maybe explain yourself to is your mother. That's about it. And then even then, like with my kids, I'm like, you don't have to explain yourself to me. You're going to be who you are. Either I'm going to agree or not. If I don't, I'm going to tell you. But you know what? You're going to say, shut up, mom, and be I have 5 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. It's like we're all individual being, and there comes a point where our kids become adults, and even then, they don't have to answer to you anymore. Just usually you have that kind of respect for your mama, and you're like, okay, mom, I'm going to deal with it. And
well, my mom and I, we fight like oil and water. Mm-hmm. I'm the only child, so we fight like sisters. It's not even like mother-daughter fighting. It is like two sisters mm-hmm. going at each other's throats.
But she gets you. And you don't even realize it.
That's the thing, because I don't feel it. I don't honestly feel it. And it's...
And she's afraid.
I knew this was going to happen.
And she's afraid for you.
That I'm now understanding, yes.
So it has nothing to do with anything, because your mom will always accept you even when we're stubborn. Because sometimes we say things that we don't necessarily believe in, but to try to keep our children safe.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't do this until a certain age, because, and it's just because we know that you can't emotionally handle things. So she's more of afraid that what you're choosing with your life, what's going to happen 10, 15 years from now? What's going to happen 20 years from now? What loss is she going to feel? What connection? And the problem is what happened to you when you were 13, 14 years old? Because that's actually the trauma that happened, is what changed everything in your life at that age. It changed how you looked at everything. Changed how you looked at relationships. It changed how you felt about yourself, how you felt in your trust value.
Okay.
And it was a bad thing that happened to you. So that's why when you come and see me, you have to understand, a lot of times I won't publicly shout people out, because it's none of anybody's business. So if she chooses to share, she can share. But it's really none of y'all's business.
Well, I feel like some people are going to draw their own conclusions, but for the record, it's not sexual trauma. No. So that's off the table. It's not that. It's just around that time, I had an uncle who had committed suicide. We don't really talk about that. Meanwhile, at the same time, I was contemplating suicide. And a lot of the times people like, I can now speak my truth and not get emotional. My eyes are welling because it's something I really haven't talked about and visited in a long time. And I feel it coming back now because of my depression and anxiety that I have now.
Would you like me to freak you out?
Yes.
You know those dreams you have at night?
Yes.
Those night terrors?
Yes.
That's him coming through you and you're not facing him and facing the situation.
Okay.
And you already know it.
So.
And you're fully aware that that's who it is coming through on your night terrors.
Confession time. It happened.
I like this.
Yeah, it happened last week. I'm living with my parents now, and the room that I'm staying in right now used to be my dad and I's office before I moved to college. And then they turned it into a guest room, but I've always in that office had felt a presence of people who have passed. I've smelt my dog even, and I smell my dog a lot in the house, mostly in that office, in our living room, and in my old bedroom, which is now my mother's office. So I go to sleep. I want to say it was either last Wednesday or last Tuesday. And I didn't just wake up once. I woke up three times. I saw white faces. And like the second time, like my parents, like, and they know I wake up with night terrors. So they're used to me screaming like that. Now the second time I literally darted for their room. Like I was back, you know, to age five. Mm-hmm. And when I told my mom the next day, she's like, maybe it is your Avo, your uncle. Avo is my grandfather who also passed that same time frame mm-hmm. between 13 and 14. So I experienced three deaths that year mm-hmm. in that time frame and very, very like back to back to back. And I guess you could say I'm not really over the death of my grandfather. I'm still not over the death of my uncle because my uncle, that particular uncle, I feel like I related to the most, but I also fear that
you're the most like him.
And I don't want to be because he kind of isolated himself. And that's my biggest fear. I don't want to isolate.
And you see yourself doing that in your own life.
Yes.
Isolating people because of how you are and your choices.
Yes.
So instead of you facing all of these things, it's coming through. So you have to get over the fear and face it. And the problem is unfortunately, your family doesn't talk about things. So because you haven't talked about things, you can never deal with things.
Yeah.
Okay. So you handle it completely differently. It's almost like sex is taboo, death is taboo. It's not taboo. It's a cycle of life. And let me tell you something, there's no such thing as death. We're all energy. We move on. We come back until it's time to go home. But you have to go through a certain amount of things. And basically, it's like earning your right,
mm-hmm.
you know, to evolve. And it's allowing yourself to evolve. So if you could just start facing those fears within yourself
mm-hmm.
and knowing that there's nothing wrong with you and that you're fine and it's nothing to be scared of, you might see that your grandfather and your uncle will come and hang out and have good conversations with you. And you might get the answers you were looking for instead of screaming and running and not facing your fear. Because it's not like they're going to drag you into the abyss. They can't.
And as much as I love horror films, I mean, yeah, I cannot. It's different to be scared for entertainment rather than you're freaking out because you're feeling a presence. Yeah. And like I said, like you told me that you feel presence. You smell them.
Smell them. I see them. And I tell them to shut up. I mean, the only power they have is if you give them power over you. Like mm-hmm. in my house, because I am the way I am, because I do have gifted children. A couple of my children are gifted as well. We attract all this energy. So I've crossed people over. People come and hang out, especially if you have teenagers. And my one son, I had to actually have one of my friends that has all the ghost hunting equipment come to my house so I could figure out what was in there and get rid of it. Because my one daughter was getting locked in a room. She was getting bruises on her. My other son, he's letting day in his sleep. And all of a sudden, whoosh, he was pulled off his bed. You know, somebody walked into my house and the ghost in my house didn't like the energy and they screamed because they were coming home before I was there. get out. And they just went running and they never came back. So I had to do something to handle that issue and problem, but I'm not afraid of it and I can face those things. So it's not being afraid of those things because you can remove them. So yeah, but I'm sitting at my one house about a month and a half ago and I'm laying down and I'm tired. And honestly, you can also set up working hours. Like, you know, I'll deal with you tomorrow between the hours of 2 and 4 because they're with you all the time. So I'm laying down on my couch and it's dark and all of a sudden, and even in the darkness, when you see a presence or a shadow, all of a sudden this like mist and shadow starts rising up off my ottoman. And I looked at the damn thing and I go, sit your ass down. I'm tired. I'm not dealing with you. And honest to God, it went back down again. And I rolled over. I was like, I'm going to bed.
Oh my God.
If you were to come to my house, you'd hear the footsteps running across the stairs. I mean, but you can command them. If you don't want them around you only, I tell them the only things that are here with unconditional love and light can be in the presence of me and my family if you don't get out. That's why I burn sage. I burn Palo Santo. If my house smells like...
What's Palo Santo?
It's a holy wood that's grown in South America.
Okay, is that what they use for smudging? Because I have a state.
Sage is your smudging.
Okay.
Which you sage to get out of all the negative spirits and the entities.
Okay.
Okay. And then when you're done, so you speak and get rid of everything that shouldn't be there or you want out. And then you go and you burn Palo Santo and you speak all the things you want in to your house. And it's protection. It brings protection. Frankincense and myrrh. Besides, I'm going to tell you guys, frankincense and myrrh is amazing. I'm going to give you guys a hint on a couple of things. Frankincense and myrrh brings angels. It brings protection. It's what you smell in church at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
But when you walk into the house, when somebody walks into my house, if you're allowed in my house, it's because I love you and I care about you. Because I'm letting you into my space, which means I want you to feel like you're warm and getting a hug. So you don't want to leave. So anybody coming into your home that's been burning Palo Santo, it automatically, frankincense and myrrh, it automatically feels like you're getting a warm hug.
Okay.
It also opens up all your chakras. So a lot of people will find that their sexuality is actually their intimacy. Their affection is actually heightened because you're open and you're not afraid of things because you feel that protection and warmth. And then if you want to increase like how sexy you are and somebody coming on to you kind of thing, you put on amber and jasmine. I'm telling you. Amber and jasmine oil are burning.
And those are two of my favorite names.
Amber and jasmine. You combine them too and amazing things happen.
That almost has like a vanilla kind of scent. I like that. I'm going to have to pick up some natural oils.
Yes,
I like that.
Natural oils because they're better than regular chemicals.
Yeah. So I've been hearing. Now, okay. I gotta add this in because overall, this is a sex podcast and I know everybody's on this like craze of the crystal dildos and the sex oils. And as I mentioned, the crystal dildos, you just rolled your eyes, Elena. So like she couldn't even hide that. Like I felt that she was like, oh shit, she's gonna ask about this shit.
No, it makes me laugh. It just makes me laugh. It does.
I'm
such a hands-on get in there and get dirty kind of person.
Yeah.
You know? I love the interaction. If you understand what I'm saying? So it just makes me laugh. I mean, crystals do. I play with my crystals. They have specific things. Like, it's hysterical. If you got me into bed with you and you were getting ready and you didn't know me and I had a bra on, I'd be like, listen, a whole bunch of rocks are about to fall out my bra. Because I have rocks in my bra. In fact,
I thought you meant to say that they were like just, you know, sewn in your bra.
No.
They're actually, oh my gosh, she's whipping out some crystals out of the tit.
There's labradorite. So,
it's very pretty too.
You know, I'll have certain things that are in my bra because they all have purposes. But no, rose quartz, like carnia, like I said, those crystals actually help you and you do get the vibrating energy from them because all your crystals do have energy. So it does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, you know, sex soap, like when I make soap. We call it sex soap. I put frankincense and myrrh. And now I figured out that on a higher vibrational level, you're going to get that more sensuality and passion and really get somebody in the mood. If you have amber and jasmine burning, like I've done, I did a party at a friend's house because I go to people's houses and I said, go get amber and jasmine. I'm telling you, your husband's going to go crazy. She goes, bullshit. I'm like, I'm telling you, it's even better than the frankincense and myrrh. No shit. She goes and buys amber and jasmine. She's like, no kidding. You have no idea. She's like, all of a sudden, I wanted to have sex after not having sex in a while. You know what I'm saying? So there are scents.
Wow.
They do. So oils and scents and even just the oil of lavender. But then if you have the sex oils, what are you doing? Now, really, let's use our brain and what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to show you something. Now, the thing is like why I say energy healing is I could set your whole body on fire and not even touch you.
Y'all know I love touch.
Not
so
even touch you.
Forewarning.
Because we're all energy. So if I was to see you here because you're open and even before holding energy, do you feel that?
It feels a little magnetic. Okay.
Now I'm holding energy. I'm going to focus it.
Okay, I feel like something's in the palm of my hand.
And it starts to start feeling the tingle. So if I'm working on you or I'm making love to you or something like that, I'm moving energy. I'm touching you. Look, I'm not touching you, but do you feel that?
Yes.
So I'm without laying my hand on
She's not you. Laying. Here, we'll show the camera. She is not...
So I'm not, and this is what you don't understand. That's why having sex with somebody like me is amazing, because I could set you on fire without touching you. So then when I touch you, it's a whole different planet, okay? So, and then what you pull from the inside is huge. So if you actually are open enough, and she is actually open enough, turn your hand back over.
Oh, my bad. Oh my God. That's the brat
so,
in me.
So, like, have you ever seen a Star Wars, Let the Force Be With You?
Oh, honey, I'm all about the Star Wars.
So you can feel.
No!
So without touching her, so then if I had oil and it smelled like amber and jasmine, and if by me just hovering, I can set her and make her whole body start tingling. Imagine what working on somebody's muscles and putting that much love and energy into them.
I'm going to fall asleep good tonight.
Is going to do for them.
Oh my God.
So yes, sex oils are great, but they're serving a purpose because it's making everything a little bit slimier. So that you can move. So it's not the oil, it's the energy and intent you're putting around it and what that scent inspires. So it's the smell or the taste, when people like the taste of things. But when I tell people, listen, I don't care what you send me, if I kiss you and you make me tingle, if I smell you and breathe you in and I just like can't get enough of you, then all of a sudden you're yummy to me. Because then all of a sudden, without even tasting you, I love the way you taste. So that's the whole thing. So you guys are working this all from a wrong angle. So that's why you start doing like energy healing, let people work energy on you. It's a totally different world. You'll never, that's why, guess what? I'm not gonna get dirty for a reason. You better be able to set me on fire. If you can't set me on fire, what's the whole point?
That is true. That is true.
I should be able to be thousands of miles away and then just close my eyes and just imagine you kissing me and that should just set me on fire right there, where I would fly across country. So
I'm with that. She took the words. I love it. No, but honestly, I hear about it and I've been tempted. I think I may have given, because I wasn't sold on it. Someone had given me a crystal dildo.
And?
It was collecting dust. I mean.
I'm sorry. I like the real thing.
That's what
I do. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to play with the toys, let me tell you something. The vampire gloves, all day long.
Yes.
All freaking day long. I'm a trainer, too, so I had somebody who did Dom. Oh, no kidding. So if you come into my gym, what happens at the Phoenix stays at the Phoenix. Let me tell you, it's like going to Vegas.
Well, the primary is my Dom.
Okay, so she brings her party back.
He does.
But
and then
this was a girl. She
was
a girl. not me. It was my gym. It was my gym. So I train clients.
Oh, my God.
So she's talking about it. She's like, well, I got my party bag in the car. And I have like a group full of like even, you know, like, you know, cheese plate kind of people.
Okay.
There too.
Okay. So you got the moms.
The mom. She's like, well, I got my party bag with me. I'm like, what do you mean your party bag? And this is so much fun because I never knew about a party bag. She brings in this party bag and she brings out her paddle and she brings out this and that. And then she goes, close your eyes. I go, what the hell are you going to do? She puts on these gloves. I'm obsessed with these things. She puts on these gloves and they have these spikes all in them. And I looked at her and I said, listen, if you think you're going to smack my ass and have blood everywhere, it ain't happening. You know, because, you know, she goes, no. She goes, just close your eyes, trust me. And I'm like, all right, fine. She goes, it's sensory. So then all she does is take these gloves and she does this.
Oh.
And I'm all about touch.
Yes.
I'm all about touch. Touch, closing your eyes, that whole 9.5 weeks thing all day long. Okay. And I'll be upfront and forward. I've never been with a woman. So this is, you know, for me, just so you know, I am monogamous and I am one of those people. I'm strictly dickly. That's just my thing. To me, that's yummy. Everybody
open
has
space.
Different
there
things.
You go.
Open space. So it's not that I have an issue with it because I think women are beautiful. It's just there's certain things I like.
Mm-hmm.
So it was so funny because we have a guy there and he's sitting there and he's just dying.
Oh my God.
So it's all sensory. So I was so obsessed with touch and it's having trust in people, but it was the coolest thing and there was no purpose to it. But these gloves are the most amazing things in the world that I absolutely fell in love with them.
I remember the first time I tried them, it was when I was still working for Vivid mm-hmm. and caught me off guard. Same thing. I was like, that's not going anywhere near the booty. Best booty rub I ever had.
So all of a sudden you just think, whack.
Yes, because it's all, you know, it's a mental thing with BDSM. It's all mental.
Like you could spank me, but spank me with your hand. Right. I don't care if you give me a paddle, but if it has sharp objects and it's going to scar my ass.
It ain't happening. But, you know, they, as like my dom will tell me, Mr. Suit and Tie will tell me, I won't bruise you unless you want to be bruised. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, when we do get it in, I'll get like some bruises that I didn't know about.
Yeah, because you're getting in and it's primal yeah. and you're experiencing the whole thing.
Right, and it's very like, we fuck, it's like, it's passion. Yeah. It's, you know, and that's all of us, like the whole nine with everybody. But going back to it, it's just, it is that mental thing. So mm-hmm. when I have other people who want to experiment with it, it's kind of like, you know,
you
but
don't really get it, you know.
Yeah,
that I kind of thing.
I can't. I gotta like really be drawn and connected to you.
You that because it's a big, huge trust thing, and you have to have the chemistry. But the
huge.
Funniest thing is because you were talking about the whole crystal things, and mm-hmm. I brought you this crystal.
Ooh, is that Athemis? I mean, no. Oh, what is this?
It's actually I actually like stones in the rough because it has the purest energy in it. But sometimes you get polished pendants, and I felt that this is what you needed. So give me a hand.
Okay. All right, so she has her hands over the crystal.
How does that feel?
I feel a little warmth.
But what's it? What feeling is it giving you?
Right now, it's a like a sense of calm.
Thank you. Okay. So what this is actually polished tourmaline, which is a protection stone.
Oh.
Because you're such a chicken shit. So although she's strong in a lot of things, in her personal life with what she's doing right now, especially with her night terrors and things that she has to face, and she really wants to wake up spiritually, but she's a little scared too because she doesn't know what's going to happen. Like I just made her tingle all over and she had no control over what was going on and my hand was just hovering. So that's a scary thing for you to deal with it. So what black tourmaline does is it brings you protection and it keeps you safe. And it gets rid of all negative energy, dissipates it. So the fact that when I pulled it in hand, all of a sudden you're like, you thought I was going to give you something that was going to make you go crazy. But no, you needed something that was going to calm you down so you could see clearer and know that you were safe so you could move forward and through the things that you need to. So that you just felt what that stone does for you.
Thank you. So where do you suggest that?
Well, for you, I would wear it right now as a necklace.
Okay.
You know, like I said, I hold on to things. I have so many crystals. Every day, a different crystal picks me on what I'm supposed to wear. but for you right now, with everything that you're dealing with, it's going to give you the protection and the strength you need to kind of get rid of all the negativity and really focus on what it is you need to work through so that you become a little bit braver so you can open up.
I love it. Well, thank you.
So, and I didn't know I was going to be on her show. So when I leave my house, because I like to give the hosts a gift because... You know, it's wonderful that you had me on here.
No, and, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
So I want to bring something, but I have to bring what you need. So I'm sitting there and I'm going through what they need. And they're like, you need a black tourmaline. And I'm thinking black. And it's such a basic crystal. Like everybody, clear quartz crystal, rose quartzes, you know, black. You know, they're your basic. Like I could give you shungite, which is like the Mac Daddy.
Oh,
but
shungite.
But for you, it's you just need things simple.
Okay.
You don't need that big. You need things that's simple and easy so that there's no complications. So black tourmaline is the best way to go for you.
Thank you, Elena. I appreciate
this. You're
welcome. Thank you.
But there's your crystal. So it's not a dildo. I'm so sorry.
No, no.
Like, you know, if I was using something like that, it would be because if my partner wanted me to perform, you want me to play with you, I'll play with you. But guess what? When we're done, I'm going to jump on the real thing anyway and do with it what I want. Because I like to feel the flesh. I'm sorry. Like to feel it.
I am happy that it's not a crystal dildo. It's something that I can just, you know, like
wear every day. Hang out. People aren't going to worry about you. Look
add,
at you and go,
add more blackness to my blackness. So thank you.
There you go.
Now we have one quick question from a listener. He says, what advice would you give for folks looking to become confident in their sexuality?
Open your mouth. be fearless. I mean, be confident in your sexuality. There's nothing wrong with who you are, and pick and choose. I mean, it's actually being good with yourself and just saying what you want and being brave enough. So it's learning how to be brave and be confident, because we're all sexual creatures by nature, and it's just being attracted to the right person and feeling the energy. So honestly, you have to feel people's energy to know that if you're going to do something, that they're going to allow you to do it. So it's like, just don't think you can be with anybody. But honestly, just open up your mouth and be brave, because there's nothing wrong with you and there's somebody else that's exactly like you. So be fearless about it. And that's all it is. It's just standing up and knowing you're okay and that we're all the same. We're all like you. It's like I was on a show earlier today. Did you know that August is anal month?
August is anal month?
I didn't know. And today is National Orgasm Day. I mean, I think everybody, every day should be
every
National
day is orgasm
day.
Oh my God.
There you go. Change,
well, change, today change. was anal,
but
anal
this
day
year
for
is
me.
The first year of National Orgasm Day. So wow. Amen to that, but I think right. It should be every day, multiple times a day. But it's also anal August. That's what this, I learned this today. I was like, wow, the things I'm learning doing podcasts now. But the thing is like, and I was telling people, like, men are so afraid. Guess what, guys? You're freaky. You like your hiney touched and tinkled.
And
you like it licked. You like all these things going on. So many guys are so, embrace your sexuality. Because if you're with somebody, it's all in. If somebody's really into you, it's all in. Don't be afraid to ask for it. And then girls, if you feel the instinct to go there, go there. Don't be afraid to. So this is all about the inhibition. So it's really just standing in your truth, being okay with you, who you are, and being more picky on who you're picking to play with.
Does that also go for guys? Because I feel like guys need to be a little bit more pickier too.
No, they do. They need to be picky. Because honest to God, and that's why you have so many people that are, say, not fulfilled or screwing so many different people and not being fulfilled, like, you know, this and that, because they don't even know how to have sex. They don't know how to be intimate. They don't know how to be passionate. They just think it's getting on 1, 2, 3, getting off, I'm done. That was great. No.
Yeah. And, you know, the intimacy thing too. I feel like intimacy does not always have to be sexual. I feel like people are just, they're not.
It's foreplay. It's the foreplay. It's the touch. It's the kissing. It's the hugging. It's not just the action, because that happens very quickly. If somebody gets you going, unless you really know how to control yourself, you're done. Also, with opening up on your sexuality, go with, like, remember how I was working energy with you? Go for energy healing, or have somebody work energy on you, because then you learn about what touch truly is and what being open is. So it's really learning how to be open more on a spiritual level, to accept your own sexuality and who you are. Until you can figure out who you are and what you're comfortable with, it's never going to work out for you anyway.
I love it. Well, Elena, I don't want to hold you up on the time, but I have had such a good time talking with you.
It was amazing. Thank you so much.
And so, Elena, where can people find you?
www.oneheartonespirit.com. You spell out one. That is my website. You can actually go. I have some of my writing on there, what I do, because I'm a trainer and a medium oracle. So I do past, present, and future. I kick people's asses physically. It's transformation, mind, body, and spirit, because you have to have all three. You can actually go on and you can book sessions with me through there. You can direct message me. I do Instagram like this, through direct messenger sessions, phone sessions, WhatsApp, Facebook messenger sessions, through video or regular phone. I go to people's homes. I go to businesses. I'm a speaker, so I'll do events.
Awesome.
I do parties at people's houses where people have a day, and I actually book half hour sessions, and people come and hang all day long, and I bring my crystals. So you can do that. So I can come to you, or we do it on the phone. We'll work any way that's best. On Monday nights for fun, like we just did this, I am from 9 to about 10 o'clock, 9:30, 10:30, depending how long
it goes. Is this Eastern or Pacific?
It's Eastern Standard Time. Like this week, because I'm in LA, I actually went to Zuma Beach and did it at 6 o'clock at night from the beach, which was brilliant.
That's
so it was
awesome.
Fun on location. But you come on, and actually I pick on people, because usually people are too chicken to ask me any questions. So you come on, I see you. If I get a word from you, all of a sudden I'll just start reading you whether you like it or not. I give you my 2 cents. And people have the opportunity to ask me questions. And that's on every Monday night. It's called Mystic Mondays. So I've worked with a couple of people where they got a feel, and all of a sudden they did a session. And then we work together, because I'm not just going to throw you out there. What the information I give actually changes your life and forces you to actually take action in your life, so you could follow. It's all about following what makes you, aggressively following being in the pursuit of what makes you happy and living a passionate life and an abundant life. So I help people get rid of all the bullshit and let go of the things that hold you back so you can be passionate, so you can live in your truth and be happy, because you have one chance, one lifetime, this lifetime. You don't want to have to do it over again. You want to be able to move on and evolve.
Oof. Man, I think we can just end on that. My goodness.
And my Instagram is Elena Servidio Schwinn.
And of course, if you guys are listening on Spotify, Podomatic, iTunes, this information will be on there, so an easy click.
Great, cool.
But this girl, this woman, this goddess.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because I'm shook. Like I said, I'm convinced. Mm-hmm. I definitely would love to have you come back on in a couple months with us, you know.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And guys, don't forget that safe sex is the best hot sex. Yaz and I will be back on hopefully next week. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, you know where to reach us at Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE at Fit and Dirty. That's FIT and Dirty. And of course, you can email us at sapphiresearplay@gmail.com. So until next time, have a good night.
That was the show, all you sexy motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter. For more earplay fun, go to iTunes, Podomatic, all.